Listening part. Now you will listen to two texts. Before listening, you have 1 minute to look through both parts of task one. Task 1. Part 1. Listen to text 1. Decide which three statements, A through G, are true according to the text. If you choose more than three options, you will get 0 points for this part. Transfer your answers onto the answer sheet.
Welcome to the first class of V100 Art and History. The objectives of the course, as you will have seen if you've taken a look at the syllabus, include familiarizing yourselves with the vocabulary and language of art, learning about the basic elements of art and design, and finally, discussing historical periods as they pertain to art. As most of you already know, or at least I hope most of you know, there are 4 Tate galleries in all. To begin, I'd like to tell you a little bit about the Tate Modern. Tate Modern is located in a very busy part of London called the South Bank. Now, interestingly enough, Tate Modern is housed in what was a power station, built in several stages between 1947 and 1963. It was closed down in 1981 and reopened as a gallery in the year 2000. Tate Modern consists of 5 levels, with the Tate collection being shown on the 3rd and 5th levels. On level 2, the works of contemporary artists are exhibited, while level 4 is used for holding large temporary exhibitions. And believe it or not, it doesn't cost anything to get in to see the collection displays. Now, the second gallery I'd like to talk about is Tate St. Ives, which is in Cornwall. It was established in 1993, 7 years before Tate Modern was opened, and the gallery exhibits the works of modern British artists, including members of the St. Ives School, a group of artists living and working in the area from the 30s onwards. In later lectures, we'll be looking at the work of some of the artists who belong to that group and the ways in which they influenced each other. Next, I want to talk about Tate Britain. Tate Britain was the first of the 4 Tate galleries to open, and it was established in 1897. It was built on the site of an old prison, and when it first opened its doors, it was called the National Gallery of British Art. Later, it became known as the Tate Gallery, after the man who founded it, Sir Henry Tate. This gallery has an interesting range of exhibitions of historic and modern art from 1500 up to the present day. The last gallery I'd like to tell you about is called Tate Liverpool. It was opened in 1988 to exhibit displays from the Tate collection, and it also has a program of temporary exhibitions. Tate Liverpool is housed in what was once a warehouse, and for some years it was one of the biggest galleries of modern and contemporary art in the UK. Well, that's a brief overview of just a few of the galleries we'll be visiting.
Part 2. Listen to Text 2. Decide which three statements, A through G, are true according to the text. If you choose more than three options, you will get 0 points for this part. Transfer your answers onto the answer sheet. Text 2.
Unlike many students these days who go traveling or get some work experience between school and university, I decided to do something completely different after finishing my degree. I applied to work for a charity organization. I had to find the money for the flight, but you get free accommodation. I stayed with a family of five. And you do get paid, but not much. It's a bit like pocket money, enough to get by. I was going to be sent to a village in India, but at the last minute, the organization decided to send me to Trinidad. Well, in fact, the country is actually two islands. The smaller one is called Tobago, which is connected somehow to the word tobacco. Anyway, there I was, a young white guy living and working on an island which is mostly a mixture of descendants from Africa and India. The Africans were originally brought over as slaves, and the Indians came later as indentured workers. That means they agreed to come for a specific time, but many of them stayed. There are also some Trinidadians of Chinese and British origin, though the native inhabitants were basically wiped out by colonialization. I myself felt completely accepted and had the time of my life. The language everyone speaks is English, so there was no problem for me there, but some concepts don't quite translate. They're pure Trinidadian. There's the term liming, for example, which means sitting around watching the world go by. Also, there's the famous carnival when the whole island is taken up in playing mass. For a whole month around February or March, it depends when Easter is, everyone's busy preparing costumes, practicing calypsos, soca and steel pan music. The orphanage was called St. Augustine's, and that's also the name of the place where it was, St. Augustine, a town just outside the capital city, Port of Spain. I didn't have any particular job description, just to be with the children and tell stories, sing songs and play games. Oh, and we also went camping in the jungle once. The English teaching I did 2 days a week in a primary school for 6 to 11-year-olds. The kids may have been poor, but they all wore neat and clean uniforms and were so respectful and enthusiastic. I've now been teaching for many years in different countries, and I still think those were the best students I've ever taught. Go and see for yourself. I'm not sure how it's changed since I was there, but I'd love to find out.
Task 2. Listen to both texts again. Complete the sentences below. Write no more than one word. Sentences 3 and 4 are related to text 1. Sentences 5 and 6 are related to text 2. Transfer your answers onto the answer sheet.
Welcome to the first class of V100 Art and History. The objectives of the course, as you will have seen if you've taken a look at the syllabus, include familiarizing yourselves with the vocabulary and language of art, learning about the basic elements of art and design, and finally, discussing historical periods as they pertain to art. As most of you already know, or at least I hope most of you know, there are 4 Tate Galleries in all. To begin, I'd like to tell you a little bit about the Tate Modern. Tate Modern is located in a very busy part of London called the South Bank. Now, interestingly enough, Tate Modern is housed in what was a power station, built in several stages between 1947 and 1963. It was closed down in 1981 and reopened as a gallery in the year 2000. Tate Modern consists of 5 levels, with the Tate collection being shown on the 3rd and 5th levels. On level 2, the works of contemporary artists are exhibited, while level 4 is used for holding large temporary exhibitions. And believe it or not, it doesn't cost anything to get in to see the collection displays. Now, the second gallery I'd like to talk about is Tate St. Ives, which is in Cornwall. It was established in 1993, 7 years before Tate Modern was opened, and the gallery exhibits the works of modern British artists, including members of the St. Ives School, a group of artists living and working in the area from the 30s onwards. In later lectures, we'll be looking at the work of some of the artists who belong to that group and the ways in which they influenced each other. Next, I want to talk about Tate Britain. Tate Britain was the first of the 4 Tate galleries to open, and it was established in 1897. It was built on the site of an old prison, and when it first opened its doors, it was called the National Gallery of British Art. Later, it became known as the Tate Gallery, after the man who founded it, Sir Henry Tate. This gallery has an interesting range of exhibitions of historic and modern art from 1500 up to the present day. The last gallery I'd like to tell you about is called Tate Liverpool. It was opened in 1988 to exhibit displays from the Tate collection, and it also has a program of temporary exhibitions. Tate Liverpool is housed in what was once a warehouse, and for some years it was one of the biggest galleries of modern and contemporary art in the UK. Well, that's a brief overview of just a few of the galleries we'll be visiting.
Unlike many students these days who go traveling or get some work experience between school and university, I decided to do something completely different after finishing my degree. I applied to work for a charity organization. I had to find the money for the flight, but you get free accommodation. I stayed with a family of 5. And you do get paid, but not much. It's a bit like pocket money, enough to get by. I was going to be sent to a village in India, but at the last minute, the organization decided to send me to Trinidad. Well, in fact, the country is actually 2 islands. The smaller one is called Tobago, which is connected somehow to the word tobacco. Anyway, there I was, a young white guy living and working on an island which is mostly a mixture of descendants from Africa and India. The Africans were originally brought over as slaves, and the Indians came later as indentured workers. That means they agreed to come for a specific time, but many of them stayed. There are also some Trinidadians of Chinese and British origin, though the native inhabitants were basically wiped out by colonialization. I myself felt completely accepted and had the time of my life. The language everyone speaks is English, so there was no problem for me there, but some concepts don't quite translate. They're pure Trinidadian. There's the term liming, for example, which means sitting around watching the world go by. Also, there's the famous carnival when the whole island is taken up in playing mass. For a whole month around February or March, it depends when Easter is, everyone's busy preparing costumes, practicing calypsos, soca and steel pan music. The orphanage was called St. Augustine's, and that's also the name of the place where it was, St. Augustine, a town just outside the capital city, Port of Spain. I didn't have any particular job description, just to be with the children and tell stories, sing songs and play games. Oh, and we also went camping in the jungle once. The English teaching I did 2 days a week in a primary school for 6 to 11-year-olds. The kids may have been poor, but they all wore neat and clean uniforms and were so respectful and enthusiastic. I've now been teaching for many years in different countries, and I still think those were the best students I've ever taught. Go and see for yourself. I'm not sure how it's changed since I was there, but I'd love to find out.
This is the end of the listening part. Now you are ready to go on with the other parts of the test.